Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
More budget kite-flying in the papers today, beginning with the Irish Daily Mail. Pensioners are set for a financial boost of €1,000 in the budget as the Minister for Social Protection wants to extend the fuel allowance to people aged under 70. Heather Humphrey says with energy bills still high, the government doesn't want older people to be afraid to turn on the heating, so it looks like they'll be getting a €1,000 winter fuel allowance. Then the Irish Examiner says that the government is going to make two social welfare bonus payments before the end of the year as part of a cost of living budget package. So the traditional Christmas bonus for social welfare payments will be given in December as normal. And now there are plans for a second set of bonus payments to be paid in the immediate aftermath of the budget in October. Wouldn't it be handy to give everyone a bonus and then call a general election in October? But anyway, we're told it's still going to be in March. A government source said the measure is on the table as part of a budget cost of living package. So hello, here's the budget, here's your bonus, you're getting another bonus at Christmas as well. But no, there's no election until March, despite that move, it would seem. The Irish Independent and the Irish Daily Mirror going with the same story. Micheál Martin, the Taoiseach, says Ian Bailey should have gone on trial in Ireland for the murder of Sophie Tuscan de Plantier. Micheál Martin says, "We have failed in our duty to find and convict a bloody murderer, and our system blocked alternative routes when others were not willing to accept our failures." Micheál Martin said this at a book launch last night, and the murdered French filmmaker's uncle, after the Taoiseach spoke, called for a public inquiry into the tragic injustice. The front of the Irish Daily Mirror: "We let him away with murder." Micheál Martin says the state let Ian Bailey away with Sophie Tuscan de Plantier's murder. And he's slamming, according to the Mirror, the lack of action over Bailey for the 1996 killing. The Irish Daily Star says a feared enforcer for one of Drogheda's feuding gangs has starred in a pal's rap video from behind bars in Mountjoy. Paul Crosby, serving 10 years for facilitating the murder of Cian Mulready Woods, appears in photos and footage sent from inside the jail. So there's some men with their tops off behind prison bars, which I assume is part of that music video. Amazing that you can record a music video while in prison. The Irish Sun: FAI make a balls of match mag. The FAI has admitted a startling foul-up left a host of young footy stars in Latvia insulted. It apologised after a translation blunder in a match programme warped some players' names. It bizarrely listed Robert the Liar, Bruno the Black and Gleb liked it among the visiting squad. And one baffled supporter asked, "How was this published?" Seems like some sort of autocorrect issue there. So people weren't happy with that. Inside the papers in the Mirror, you'll know this if you're a fan of going to the pub. And if you get caught in rounds, which is the worst thing you can do when you go to the pub, is get caught in rounds. Stick to your own and it'll be a lot easier. But the Mirror says that the average cost of a round of six drinks rose by 10%. It's now over €29. A sample round is defined as a pint of stout, a lager, a 35ml vodka shot, a 35ml glass of whiskey, plus a 330ml Coke and a 200ml juice. And that costs over €29. I can see why people aren't going to the pubs and why the volume of alcohol sales is down. It's gone up in a year from €26.68 to €29.47. So it's very expensive now. I was at a wedding recently and the price of the alcohol was ridiculous. Although in Portugal recently, it was just as expensive in one of the bars. So it's just expensive to go to the pub in general. Now, don't do rounds. If you do, it'll cost you essentially €30. And what you always find when you do a round, you never get your money back, really, because someone then says, "Actually, I've had enough." And then they miss their round. Now, more journalists and famous people have been caught up in these fake online ads. The Mail tells us that journalist Fintan O'Toole and Katie Hannan are the latest well-known figures to feature in fake online ads. These ads appear on social media and they suggest that readers are viewing an Irish Independent article saying the Central Bank of Ireland sues Fintan O'Toole over statements he made on live television. None of that is true. other celebrities caught up in this. Maura Duran and Claire Byrne. Where they, in the articles, it says that they're endorsing a cryptocurrency scheme. None of it, of course, is true. And if you go into the article, apparently there are a number of grammatical errors, like when they call Fintan O'Toole a woman at one stage. But just be very careful of all this stuff you're seeing on social media. And I'm sure some of these celebrities will be taking action on this. I remember Miriam O'Callaghan did. Micheál Martin has got caught up in it before as well. So the latest people, Fintan O'Toole and Katie Hannan. Patrick Kilty's back with The Late Late Show tonight. He's interviewed in the Irish Times and he says that there is no change to his salary. He's on a quarter of a million a year and he says he hasn't thought about whether his three-season deal will be renewed. He says the deal is done. I'm more than happy with what I'm currently earning. And also we are told who's on The Late Late tonight. I know some people like to be surprised by who's on it, but I'll tell you now. So it's Rory McIlroy is on. Is he not playing golf? Maybe it's a recorded one or he's coming from down to do the interview. Although that wouldn't be good for your psychology. I presume it's recorded. Anyway, he's interviewing Rory McIlroy, young rappers Cabin Crew and Listun Varna Crew. He also has the comedian John Bishop, Irish athletes from the Olympics and the Paralympics, and musicians John Sheehan and Phil Coulter. They're on the show tonight. If you are a bit stressed out and you're looking to relax, The Sun tells us that you should touch wood. It's not just good luck, but it also can have a calming effect. Stroking wood can have the same effect on our nerves as petting an animal. And Professor Baroness Kathy Willis from the University of Oxford said, if you stroke wood, it's a bit like stroking a dog. It can lower your blood pressure compared to stroking marble or steel, even if they're all at the same temperature. So there's something to do for the weekend. Go off and stroke a bit of wood. We're told about what they're doing across the water with junk food. News Talk Breakfast will have a debate on this later on, whether we should be banning junk food ads here. But across the water, they are going to be banning junk food TV ads before 9 p.m. The Eye has the details. Fizzy drinks, chocolate and crisps are among the products which face new restrictions on advertising. So the new regulations will mean that junk food products won't be permitted to advertise at all online and before 9 p.m. on TV. So it's quite strict. And also they're going to limit the amount of fast food outlets near schools. As I say, the look at what they're going to do in Ireland on News Talk Breakfast this morning. Final story, also from The Eye, has some of life's biggest inconveniences. It includes queue jumpers, poor Wi-Fi and boiler breakdowns. So they're looking at the things that are the most hassle in life. Now, some people don't have a lot of worries because people hate the end, trying to find the end of the sticky tape, the end of the sellotape. Apparently, that's a big life inconvenience. And 32% are irritated when holding the door open for someone who doesn't say thank you. That, for me, is number one. I absolutely hate when people just walk through you when you've opened the door for them and don't acknowledge it. I think it was George Hook years ago who advised that if they do that, you're supposed to say sorry, and they'll say, I didn't say anything. And then you say, oh, I thought you were saying thank you. That's a way of getting your own back on them. Anyway, those are the stories in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.